This is episode number 2627 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The bestest and the worstest things always happen at the after parties.
Yeah, that's true.
Sunday night was no exception.
No, of course not.
Of course, after the governor's ball and the Vanity Fair party. Elton John's party and Jay's and Beyonce's.
Yeah.
There's Madonna's party.
Oh, yeah. There's
the cream of the crop.
Party, the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
I may actually know somebody who was there, but I can't say because of NDAs. I'll just leave it. Leave it at that.
All right.
Leave it at that.
And you probably do know someone who was
I know someone's. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe they were there. I don't know for sure.
Up until a few years ago, it wasn't on the radar since the party's hosted by Madonna's former manager and Hollywood producer Guy Oseri.
Yeah.
It's at his house in the Hollywood Hills. Nobody really mentioned it, but even a good thing gets found out.
Yeah, back in the day. Let's take you back to when, Matthew McConaughey won his Oscar. Nobody knew about that party except the A-listers. And now
nobody needed to know about them. We were supposed to know about the party.
And now everybody in town knows about it. And it's the place.
It's the place.
It's
that's
the
for sure.
Party.
Sunday night, anybody and everybody was reportedly at Madonna's 2024 16th Oscars soiree.
Yeah.
Simply called the party.
Oh, sure.
Or the party.
Sure.
And this year sponsored by Gucci.
Ooh, I wonder if they left with bags.
The funny thing is, I don't remember ever hearing this party being sponsored by. It probably has been.
I can't say.
But they just.
The party has been sponsored. Usually it's been by liquor companies. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, champagne companies to be exact. Because from what I understand, I've heard this through, other sources, that Madonna only drinks champagne.
Well, I've heard that.
And she only drinks a certain kind of champagne.
But we know they have bar.
They have
open
a case
bars
on hand just for her at this party.
Of course they do.
And nobody else can have it. It's her case.
Well, this year it was sponsored by Gucci. And evidently, the secret, not so secret anymore, guests flew 15 hours to be there. Travis and Taylor. I'm sorry, and Travis.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to get that right.
Let's get that right. They flew in from Singapore.
Sure. Yeah, I guess she's got to go back.
She'd be at the party. Yeah, she has to be back. Yeah. But they weren't at the Oscars, but they were at the after party.
Right.
So they flew, seriously, 15 hours. Now, okay, 15 hours for me and you would be exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
15 hours on Taylor's jet.
And they got to sleep and maybe canoodle. Yeah. Maybe they
got a little extra. You've got a shower. You've got bedroom.
Yeah.
You've got
wardrobe.
Yeah,
you've
food,
got gourmet
bit,
food,
so.
Drink, and probably
Cillian
all kinds
Murphy,
of stuff.
J-Law,
oh,
Coleman
yeah.
Domingo, Lily Gladstone, just to name a few. Mila and Ashton.
They were there. I heard Salma Hayek was there. I mean, everybody goes to this party.
Everybody was at that party.
Right.
They let their hair down with other guest celebs. Oh, and Madge was there too.
Yeah, of course.
And she's not always overly present at the party.
She hides.
But she was there last night. She was posing for pics with her guest list and holding a sign that read, "Leave me alone, I'm tired." Because she had blown in from her current tour.
Yeah,
as
she's
well.
Doing a world tour as well.
And by the way, the Vogue photos she posed for, they look pretty decent compared to those pictures she posted last year online.
Last year? We saw that she took of herself. It's like, who is this person?
Not
even recognizable.
Well, she's kind of
so
growing into her new
she
face.
Did a Vogue, she did a Vogue. She's growing into her face. She did a Vogue spread. Well, good for her. Apparently, we were lied to at the Oscars. Yeah.
And how is that?
Well, two big lies Sunday night, and this might ruin your work, your week. First of all, Messi the dog from Anatomy of the Fall wasn't even in the audience. Not during the actual broadcast anyway. His appearance was pre-recorded with a bunch of seat fillers. Now, they show him clapping, and those were puppet hands.
Of course they were. I figured that.
But when they were doing dress rehearsals, he started barking.
Oh.
And they thought it was one of the cues from a cameraman that he was misreading, because These animal actors know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes know better what they're doing than the human actors.
That's true.
Never seen Tom Cruise fire a dog. Anyway, now Messi and obviously the one where he pisses on Matt Damon's star. That was all pre-recorded.
Yes.
Not during the actual broadcast. Perhaps even more disturbing, John Cena was not totally naked when he presented the award for costumes. He wore one of those thongs that cover your package and your backside, but connects via your undercage and leaves your sides naked.
I can't. No one. Surely, no one thought he was actually really naked.
Well, you know, this is the. I read. Oh man, Variety did a great thing yesterday with Molly McNerney. I can't remember her last name. She's Jimmy Kimmel's wife. She's the producer of Jimmy Kimmel Live. She's been the producer of the Oscars when he's on it. She was the woman in the white dress when he was backstage that stood up and smiled at him. They've been working on the show for a long time. Nothing they did Sunday night was really off the cuff except the Donald Trump thing. And even that, she said, don't do that. Why are you doing that now? You know, we've had a political-free Oscars, and now 10 minutes before the show's over, you want to read a stupid tweet. And so he did it anyway, and it was a big hit. But I've seen these on TikTok. There's an intimacy coordinator on films, and they have little cloth things that go around your privates.
Yes.
And they glue them to you. So standards and practices at ABC/Disney were really concerned that the envelope could fall off. And, we'd be seeing John's package.
Right.
So they went through a whole lot of rehearsals and everything else.
I'm sure they did.
And that was really John's body. People are online, no, it's a body, you know, it's a body suit.
I have no doubt it was his body.
No.
Yeah.
No. By the way, a lot of people bitched and moaned about Al Pacino's presentation of Best Picture.
Well, evidently that was
Molly
by design.
Said that was by design.
Yeah.
She said they thought they were going to be late, so they made sure they had already shown clips from all 10 movies. He was just supposed to go up there and announce the movie, and he did. It was just kind of weird. So
it was kind of weird, but I guess, you know, announcing 10 movies, which I think was a little bit much anyway.
Yeah.
They would have taken a bit of time.
Oh, yeah, it takes 2 minutes. Two to 5 minutes to do clips.
And so they didn't want to run over. Right. They ended up finishing a bit early.
Yeah, they were early, and she was thrilled by it. Anyway, they also interviewed Disney's person, the person in charge of alternative programming at Disney. That's what this is called. And he said, you know, we heard everybody's complaints about the In Memoriam, and he goes, I take that as a to-do. We're going to pay way more attention to it in the future you know what? It's the one thing. I'll be honest with you. I watched that show once. It aired twice on the West Coast.
Yeah.
We got it live, and then we got it again at 8 o'clock, which Disney, by the way.
We got it live and Memorex.
Yeah, Disney, by the way, big numbers for it because they played it twice. So, So, anyway, ABC did well. And the thing I wanted to stress about this is that probably one of the better Oscars we've had. I mean, it was no slaps, very few, you know, political statements. The guy from the Ukraine, and it started late on accident. Nobody was in their seat at 4 o'clock. They were freaking. They said about 5 to 4, everybody in the production team was being sent texts. Where is Emma? Where is Margot, where is RDJ?
Wow.
These guys have to be before we can do the monologues.
Yeah.
Molly said she just said, you know what, we're gonna postpone it. ABC ran extra long commercials, and 4:06 is when it started. So
leave it to the stars not to be where they're supposed to be on time.
I thought they were great, and I've not felt that way about an Oscar ceremony in a long time.
No, they were good. The Oscars were good.
And
but you know what? I always think that I think when Jimmy Kimmel does it, it's always tasteful for the most part.
Yeah,
it's
for
probably
the most tasteful you're going to get.
Oscars we're going to get.
Yeah, I think that he handles it well.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
Remember, he was also the guy who was hosting when Warren Beatty read the wrong envelope for La La Land. So that was also on his watch.
He made a little joke about that, too.
He landed that one pretty fast, as a matter of fact. But anyway, hats off to Molly and Jimmy. She says that because she lost the whole thing about the Trump joke, that she's not going to be able to live it down in their household now. That's all he's going to... You remember when I won the Oscars? Oh, you said no, and I said yes. Anyway, there you go. That's our Oscar wrap.
With just a few weeks to go until her country album Act 2 arrives, Beyoncé may have a Dolly Parton-sized surprise in store for her for the project.
Wait, no kidding. No.
Dolly says she believes Bey covered her 1973 classic Jolene.
No.
For her new country album.
Wow.
You'd think Dolly would know, right?
The last person to cover Jolene was... Olivia Newton-John,
yeah,
like in 1975. Yeah, it was really right after it came out. Yeah,
She goes, well, I think she has. I think she recorded Jolene. I think it's probably going to be on her country album, which I'm very excited about. That
pretty sure said. Dolly knows for sure.
And then she said, I love her. She's a beautiful girl and a great singer.
That she is.
And then, you know what? It doesn't matter if Dolly really believes she's going to... Dolly takes the high road.
So...
Dolly is the high road.
Will
Dolly's
she do
awesome.
An honest cover of it, or will she sample it, or will she just do bits and pieces, which people do in their songs today? So... But a great song to do, and a great story. That song has got a great story.
I'm going to guess. I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure... Because Beyonce is a smart gal, and but she also respects the process. So she's going to take advantage of Dolly's song. I think she's going to respect it.
I would think before it gets released that Dolly will have heard it, and they would want her.
Oh,
approval.
You know it
because even though they may not need it because of licensing, because they could go around Dolly and go to the publishing that owns that.
I don't think I would want to do that.
But I wouldn't want to do it. No. And that's just mad respect for Dolly. I think they're gonna go to her house. They're gonna, hey Dolly, is this okay? But you know who would be great covering it, like it is as a country single? Carrie Underwood would do a great rendition.
I was gonna say her or Kelly Clarkson.
Both. Let's do it.
I want to say I heard
somebody float that out there.
I want to say
Carrie and Kelly can do it. They can do it as a duet.
I think Kelly Clarkson did it on one of her karaoke.
Oh, she might have. I'm sure she has.
Anyway, it remains to be seen. Dolly explained that she heard and thinks and hopes that Beyonce laid down a version. So we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Anyway, the sequel to the 1984 cult classic, This Is Spinal Tap.
This Is Spinal Tap.
They recently began production in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes, it's going to happen.
Rob Reiner's directing.
Of course.
And Christopher Guest, and Michael McKean, and Harry
Harry Shearer.
Sure.
It's easier to say his name when you think of the Simpsons.
They're all reprising their roles as the comic heavy metal band.
70-something rock and rollers.
Love it.
No, I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to see
that? Oh, the comedy can ensue with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's shot like a documentary, and I think they got the idea to do The Office. In that documentary, mockumentary style from This Is Spinal Tap. So it'll be shot the same way, I guarantee you. Yeah.
Film will feature cameos from Elton John, Paul McCartney, Questlove, Garth Brooks, and Miss Yearwood.
You know, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
England's loudest and most punctual band.
Most punctual band.
Are reuniting for one final concert.
Gotta love that. That's awesome. Can't wait. Well, you know what? I am still dismayed as I thought about this. I kind of sulked about this all day yesterday that they didn't ask Halle Berry to be one of the Fab Five giving Best Actress Award to Emma Stone last night.
Why is it?
I don't know why, but I think we need to find out. And I think at this point it's probably time. I don't know if I've got to come up with a good line, but I got to get a hold of her people. I'm gonna take that as a to-do this year, and I'm gonna pose as I am a media personality or whatever, and see if we can't get her to say a few words, because she's good about that kind of stuff. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
So I'm gonna take that as a to-do. Am I doing it this week? Hell no! I don't got the balls to do that. But I'm gonna work up courage anyway.
All right.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Don't forget the podcast. We'll have a little extra for you. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.